Venerable religious and dear parishioners, we continue to prepare for the holy season of Lent, and we need to be thinking what we will do, what we need to do in the areas of corporal penance, afflicting the body, giving up lawful pleasures. We also need to think of what extra prayer we will be doing. And of course, there's no finer extra prayer than to go to Mass more frequently, perhaps even to aim at daily Mass during Lent. And then thirdly, we also need to think about what works of charity we will do. Those are the three types of penance that the Church teaches us to observe: fasting or any other bodily affliction or giving up of lawful pleasure, extra prayer and watchings. This would also include, you know, maybe cutting down on sleep to spend more time in prayer. And thirdly, works of charity. There's a great emphasis today in the Epistle and Gospel on grace. And I would like to just offer some, you might call them simple reflections on grace from the Catechism, or ideas we learned a long time ago about grace. And it is such an inspiration to read this account that St. Paul gives of his life. He's not boasting as he details all of the sufferings that he's gone through. But there was a need for him to remind the Corinthians of what he had gone through. And we gasp to think about what he endured. You know, 40 lashes, or rather one less than 40 lashes, 5 times being whipped. Can you imagine the pain and suffering he went through? 3 times he was scourged. This was another time. I believe it may have been from the Romans. Once I was stoned, being shipwrecked. But he tells us later on in this epistle how he was asking for some other suffering to be removed from him. It was too much. He felt like it was too much. And 3 times he begged God to take it away. That may sound like a prayer we ourselves have offered to God. Dear God, it hurts. Please take it away. But that God does not take it away, even from the great St. Paul. And then God gives the reason why he doesn't take it away. My grace is sufficient for thee. And that's what we need to remember, that God's grace is bigger than any problem we could ever have. Any temptation, any challenge, any suffering, any difficulty, God's grace is greater than that. What is grace, to make our simple reflection? Well, there are 2 types of grace, both spiritual qualities. One of them is a transient help that we get from God, and the other one is a habitual state. And the type of grace that gives us that transient help we need is called actual grace. But it comes and it goes. It's not there all the time. Sanctifying grace is the other kind, the one that is permanently there. And as we know, only mortal sin drives it out of the soul. But it is all important to have that state of sanctifying grace, because without it, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. We will go into eternal punishment. We received this habitual or sanctifying grace when we were baptized. And every time we do a good deed for a supernatural motive, we grow in that habitual grace. It keeps growing and growing and growing. And when we die, we will be rewarded as to how much sanctifying grace is in our soul. So you see the difference between actual and sanctifying. Actual comes when we need it, and then it leaves us. Sanctifying grace is with us all the time. And God is so good that if a person were to, let's say, grow to a very high level of sanctifying grace, but unfortunately commits a mortal sin, he would lose it all. But God is so good that he lets that person go back to what he had before, the merits that he had already acquired. He doesn't have to start from scratch, you might say. God could have done that to us. He said, you lost sanctifying grace, you get it back, you start back at the bottom. God could have done it that way, but no, he's very good. He's infinitely good, and he lets us continue where we left off. So, when God said to St. Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee," he was talking about actual grace. And that's the grace we need to deal, as I said, with all the challenges, sufferings, trials, and difficulties of life. We need help. Do you feel sometimes like a beggar? If you do, that's a good thing. We should feel like beggars. By ourselves, we'll never be able to do it. But with God's grace, we can do it. It is sufficient. And God already gives some actual grace even without our asking for it. But as St. Alphonsus Liguori teaches, that's not going to be enough for salvation. And this is why there has to be a great deal of prayer in our lives, because prayer obtains grace for us. In times, well, we need to have regular prayer in our lives, morning prayer, night prayer, rosary, and again, there's no finer prayer than to assist at the holy sacrifice of the Mass and receive the sacraments, after the Mass, the sacraments. So that's where we get grace, but also in times of temptation, we have to pour out our prayers to God. Dear God, help me in this moment. And St. Alphonsus Liguori says, if you don't do that, you won't survive the temptation. You will succumb. So when we're challenged, when we're tempted, when we are going through trial and tribulation, that's where the prayer has to increase, a great deal of prayer at that moment, and we will then successfully, or you'll come to a successful issue. So the exhortation is always there for greater prayer in our lives. Make our lives a prayer. There's formal prayer, as I mentioned, you know, we stop everything else and pray. That's formal prayer. But informal prayer is the little prayers we say to God, to our Blessed Mother, to our guardian angel throughout the day. And there's no reason why we can't do that. If you are oriented towards eternity, and you better be, we all need to be that way, you'll find it easier to talk to God when you have when you're working with your hands, for example, and your mind isn't all that occupied. You can pray to God while you're doing that. You can pray to God while doing the dishes, if nobody else is talking to you. Or you're working on some kind of manual labor. There's times when the mind could pray informally, and we get grace. There's other references to grace that St. Paul has given to us. Another one is, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. He knows he can't do it by himself. He says, all I can glory is in how weak and infirm and sickly I am. You want to know what's great about me? That I am a sinner, that I am weak. I'll be proud of that. I'll boast about that. But I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Let us thank St. Paul in our prayers. Let's thank him today for reminding us how great God's grace is. And along these lines, I remember a saying, don't tell God how great your problems are. Well, just this will make sense if you hear the second half of it. He says, tell your problems how great God is. What a way to put it. tell your problems how great God is. You know, there's reference to grace in the gospel for today also. And our Lord talks about this, the seed is the Word of God. And you know, we hear this Word of God every Sunday. But how long does it last when we leave church? Those are by the wayside are they who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart. Then those upon the rock are they when they have heard receive the word of joy, but these have no root, but believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. You know, this is why this is a recommendation St. Louis Ri de Montfort gives, to always begin a sermon with a Hail Mary. And of course, I have a habit of doing that. What's the effect that happens? What the Hail Mary brings down grace upon you and me, and it's like rain coming upon dry, rocky soil. You know, the seed, if it falls on that, it's just not going to take root. But if we can get some rain on it, soften up the ground, put some moisture into it, there's a better chance of it taking root. So that's why the Hail Mary is so highly recommended, and of course the Rosary. So it's all about prayer. Prayer is what gives us those extra graces we desperately need. So treasure the Word of God. Don't let the devil take it away from you. Make sure it takes root. Don't let the cares and riches and pleasures of life choke out the Word of God. Carry it like a precious treasure as you leave. You leave, anytime you pray well at Mass, you assist at Mass, and especially if you receive Holy Communion, you bring treasures of grace with you outside when you leave. You have to hang on to them. And of course, keep nourishing that throughout the week through your spiritual life. So let us then remember, my dear brethren, God's grace is all-powerful. Let us ask Him for the grace that we need often throughout our lives. Let us remember to keep habitual grace, sanctifying grace, the very life of God within us. Let's keep that. That's the most important treasure we need to have, maintain in our souls. Keep that life of grace, and through actual grace, nourish it and preserve it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.